Once upon a time, there was a monstrous, mean man, and he lived way out in the prairie, all alone by himself, except he had a wife. And by she died, and he tuck and toted her away out there on the prairie and buried her. Well, she had a golden arm, all solid gold from the shoulder down. He was powerful mean, powerful, and that night he couldn't sleep, because he wanted that golden arm so bad. When it came midnight, he couldn't stand it no more, so he get up, he did, and tuck his lantern and shoved out through the storm and dug her up and got the golden arm. And he bent down his head agin the wind and plowed and plowed and plowed through the snow. Then all on a sudden he stop and say, "My land, what's that?" And he listen and listen, and the wind say, and then way back yonder where the grave is, he hear a voice. He hear a voice all mixed up in the wind, can hardly tell him apart. "Got my golden arm. Who got my golden arm?" And he began to shiver and shake and say, oh my land. And the wind blow the lantern out, and the snow and sleet blow in his face and most choke him. And he started plowing knee-deep towards home, most dead. So he's scared, and pretty soon he hear the voice again. And it is coming after him. "Who got my golden arm?" When he get to the pasture, he hear it again, closer now, and a coming back there in the dark and the storm. "Who got my golden arm?" When he get to the house, he rush upstairs and jump into bed and give her up head and ears and lay in there shivering and shaking. And then way out there, he hear it again, and a coming. And by he hear pat, pat, pat. It's a coming upstairs. Then he heard the latch. And he know it's in the room. Then pretty soon he knows it's a standing by the bed. Then he know it's a bending down over him. And he can't scarcely get his breath. And then he seemed to feel something cold right down most agin his head. Then the voice say, right at his ear, "Who got my golden arm?" "You've got it." If you've got the pause right, that young girl, she'll fetch a deep little yelp and spring right out of her shoes. But you must get the pause right, and you will find it the most troublesome and aggravating and uncertain thing you ever undertook. Story told by Mark Twain in about 1865.